like Harrison's here.
Harrison Ford fans and baseball fans were out in force to see the star outside Thursday evening's special pre-release showing of the movie 42, about how Jackie Robinson broke the color line in Major League Baseball. Ford, who played Branch Rickey, said,
"The story's been told before. What I think is important is that we have an opportunity to tell it to a generation of young people."
The crowd was filled with sports figures, local dignitaries, and Jackie Robinson's son, David, was there too.
The Negro Baseball League, the transition into the majors, it all began in Kansas City.
The event was a fundraiser for Kansas City's Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Most city council members agreed Thursday that the aviation department had done a poor job of presenting its case for a new terminal at KCI, but all but three members also agreed with Mayor Sly James.
"This 40-year-old airport ain't going to last for 40 years, and sooner or later you're going to have to make the decision. The question is, when you make the decision, do you want to be at rock bottom, or do you want to stop from reaching the tipping point?"
The council voted to continue planning for the single terminal design. Whether it gets built depends on further council approval. A council committee went along with a police department request to make not using seat belts an offense drivers can be pulled over for. Right now, tickets for failure to buckle up can only be issued if a motorist is stopped for some other offense. Police Major Jay Pruting explained,
"We reached a point several years ago when efforts to educate vehicle occupants on the benefits of wearing a seatbelt and voluntary compliance with our secondary seatbelt law were no longer effective."
Seatbelt violation fines would also go up from $10 to $50. GOP dander got higher when Highway Patrol leader Colonel Ron Replogle testified that his agency had turned over Missouri's concealed carry list to the Social Security Administration. Replogle said the patrol considered it a reasonable request in a legitimate criminal investigation, but Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer said,
"Asking for that data in batch form so that it can be profiled for other reasons, that is intelligence gathering, in my opinion."
A GOP-supportive organization started a TV ad campaign against the governor and his administration and calling for an audit.
"If you have concerns about your privacy, it is important that you contact your legislator and express your concern that your rights have been violated."
Both legislative chambers passed bills forbidding state scanning and retention of personal information, and Republican leadership threatened to withhold funding from the Department of Motor Vehicles. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster announced that he will not appeal a court decision that most employer-offered health insurance must include contraceptive coverage. He did ask that the court clarify that religious employers, like churches, don't have to if it's against their beliefs. President Obama included $714 million for a Manhattan, Kansas bio-agro defense lab in his budget proposal. And after trailing the Twins 1-0 for most of the game, the Kansas City Royals won their home opener 3-1. Royals All-Star Billy Butler said,
"It was a great game. You could tell the fans were having a great time, and it was just a well-played ball game. And we put on a show there late for them."
The Royals ended the weekend 6-3 and first in their division. This is KCUR.